What up, y'all? Back again with another episode. I'm Keith Cooper of Blurtish. I'm here with
And I'm part thug. This is my heart for hearts made for. Y'all know what it is. And if you don't
Ed
know what
Martin.
it is, you're gonna find out.
Don't know, man. I ain't heard from you in a minute.
don't know,
Marcus.
man. You know, I be doing my thing. You know, I'm out and about and around the city, functioning as a fully
He's
autonomous automaton.
okay.
I don't even know what that is. I think I just made that one up.
He's like Omega Supreme. He's guarding Cybertron.
I'm gonna make Supreme dog.
He's powerful and he's really angry and don't amount to shit until he
And he got a
needs
big yellow face.
till he pop up. Well, I wouldn't go in there, but sure. He do got a big
Man, look, I embrace my butterness.
He got a big yellow face with a tank head. Like
Young butter, make the girl stutter. They sit and they act like the dutter man in New Jack City. Take no pity.
just don't understand why every supposed good robot don't follow the lead until they come at the last minute. So they got better things to do besides getting killed by Megatron. But anyway, as y'all can tell tonight, we're about to really get into some different nerdy topics. In fact, one of the big topics of today, it's the day after the Super Bowl. You know what that means. We're going to hoist the Lombardi Trophy. I'm joking. Nobody gives a damn. I'm joking. Maybe y'all did, maybe not. Shout out to Odell
I
Beckham.
did.
Yeah, but
I
she
don't know what Coop be on. Coop be on some other stuff. If I won't say what I was gonna say. It was a little more gratuitous. I'm sure he didn't have a problem with the year Janet was whole halftime show. Other than that, I don't know if anything in the Super Bowl gonna keep his interest. I watched the game. I'm very pro Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, but I'm also a big OBJ fan. I met him. He was cool as a fan when I met Congrats him and the him and Andrew Worth. Like the
Oh,
only two Rams I like.
well, besides that, I guess that's something. But yeah,
Hey
shout out to
man,
Odell Beckham.
I mean
But
shout out to Joe Burrow and them man. Man, they did their thing, man. They just came up a little bit short, man.
you know what's
They
more
had the
important
light skinned Hulk, Aaron Donald.
than but you know what's more important than football at the Super Bowl? The commercials. And what's more important than the commercials? Movie trailers. We got a few to go through that debuted yesterday, amongst
There
other
were quite a
things
few
that
that
happened last night.
debuted, and we might talk about some of the others, but we focusing in, we locking in on that which is important.
So, Mark, which one you want to start off with?
Well, I figured we would go one that we were going to talk about that is the non-superhero related one, but it is the Jordan Peele thriller, the next in the line. Jordan Peele thrillers, which man Jordan Peele has been delivering, knows, and this one looked like it's not gonna be lacking in any of the mystery and the modern cool dialogue. I'm talking about Nope, y'all. What's the name of it? Cool.
It's called Nope,
Nope.
Nope, starring Kiki Palmer. Daniel Kaluuya is back, other folks, and I don't know what part of the country that it is supposed to be set in, but it's in a part of the country where horse breeding is very popular. So it could be Kentucky, it could be Florida, far as we know, it could be somewhere Midwest. All you
Texas,
know.
Oklahoma, South Dakota, you never know, but you know. It starts off. Oh, okay. Point where I'm gonna give you guys. Y'all ain't know.
Time out. Let me stop you right there. You don't have to give a spoiler word for
trailer. No. You don't. I do.
All I'm gonna say, if you are a person out there who are crying about it, it's to the point where, look, y'all, some of y'all ain't watched The Wire from 20 years ago. Y'all getting sensitive with these spoiler alerts.
The Wire 20 years ago, so that's a shot at me. But I will say, you fuck of mothers, is that
the whole world seen it.
Most of the world does not like spoilers, Jack.
It had been on a whole Super Bowl.
It's just you. So
it's spoiled already. Trailer is never not spoiled. That's all I gotta say. A trailer is never not spoiled. It's a trailer. But anyway, continue, sir.
As I said,
madness.
I get alerts because I respect it. You don't respect spoilers. That's you. That's your glass. That's on your pamper. It's not me.
Okay, it's not you.
I don't like shit ruined for me. So
okay,
and there are a lot of people like that. Most people are like that. You're the oddball. God damn it!
Welcome back, fool. Welcome back to the pod.
Saying,
I had to piss you off.
It's so easy. Oh, God damn it! You're such a freaking... anyway. As I was saying about Nope.
Yes.
This cat...
Come on.
Well, what you want to say? Glad we're not next to each other. I might choke your ass. Anyway.
Anyway, Nope look like it's going to be kind of a Jordan Peele's take on Encounters of the Third Kind, Signs, a demented ET. I don't know, but it looked like people are getting. What was that other movie? It was Jordan Foster.
It's funny that you say that because, like, there's the scene with, like, it looks like a paw reaching out to somebody's hand.
It
looks like a horse hood with gravy on it.
And shout out to Double Toasted. I've been following them more, and they actually do a really good thing when they break stuff down sometimes by scenes. Yeah, it is definitely not a human hand when you pause on the screen. I don't know, man. Like, there's some stuff in the background you see wilding around. Like I said, you literally see Kiki Palmer get flung to the sky. He looked like he's seen a ghost.
Jordan Peele trips me out, man. Like, that dude is like, yo, he put so much drama in a dang trailer. But he did, I mean, he's great at this, man. Like, he did the same thing with us.
Now, some people have been giving him some flack. Like, I'm not going to go deep into it. Us was good, but it wasn't my favorite of his movies. Of course, my favorite is Get Out. But Us, the buildup was so kooky, crazy, that you just don't know what you're going to get. So,
I dug Us. And I dug, like, the twist on it. But, like you say, man, Us and Get Out, it's really no competition.
I feel like I will go, like, I didn't, what was the one he did also? I think I just kind of skipped on it. But I probably might go see this one. I might wait, but I ain't gonna lie. It just, you know, y'all go check the trailer out. I might put all the trailer links in this episode where you can see it.
I love it, man. Kiki is being her vivacious. She being Kiki, really. Kaluuya. Hallelujah. He's playing a surly role this time. Surly. I guess he's her dad.
I doubt it, but we shall
maybe
see.
Maybe her older brother?
Yeah, I think He's, I think they're related, but he doesn't look old enough to be her, you know, parent.
But he says to her, you know, she's doing a show and she's saying, you know, my great-great-grandfather was the first black man on what was known as film. And he's like, add another great.
Well,
he's surly.
So we don't know. We don't know all the details.
I mean, I'm always excited for Jordan Peele. I have not watched, admittedly, any of the Twilight Zone that he did.
Well, it ain't getting good. No. I don't have the, I think it was Paramount. Skipped it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like I could have sought it out and found it, but
you know,
I'm pretty sure it was brilliant. But
some folks loved it, some folks it got routinely pounded. Whether if you liked it or not, it didn't really hit as what it needed to do. I don't think it's coming back.
You know why I'm shocked, bro? Dude, he doesn't miss a lot.
Well,
I did see Keanu. He missed a lot with that one.
But we're gonna move on because we don't want to be much to the trailer. Like, where we, you know, welcome back, Mark, but we gotta move on to other trailers. But yeah, check out Nope. You're gonna see some weird shit. Like, you're not gonna like we're saying aliens, we don't know what it's going to be. Just
you know, well, you know what? I was gonna say I'm 9800% sure it's aliens, but Jordan Peele also throws hooks, he throws curves. Might not be
somebody. I'm gonna say this, then I'm gonna move on. It might be aliens, but it also maybe is some type of form of angels. Could be some type of allegory. You never know. You never know. So moving on, next trailer. Oh, you got any more thing to say on Nope? Any other thoughts? Nope. What's next? What you want to talk about next?
I guess the DC trailer.
All right, I'm gonna let you take it away. I guess spoiler alert that there's more DC movies coming out. Spoilers, yay!
You know what? I'm gonna set your ass on fire.
There are DC movies coming out from Warner Brothers.
You smell like bacon, and I know because I'm
spoiler, folks.
Spoiler alert. Movie company smell like bacon when you cooking.
A movie company released trailers for movies that's up and coming. Spoiler.
Yes, tonight.
Spoilers.
This what you want?
Movies that a company that released movies.
This what you want to do right now?
Made a trailer during the Super Bowl.
This what you want to do?
Spoilers.
You motherfucker.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, no. This what you want to do? You asshole.
I just did it.
Guess what we ain't got to do? Jackass.
Wow, man.
Call tonight.
I'm just saying, I know you love DC. The floor is yours, sir.
Cut the tape, man. Up is the DC trailer. And yo, DC coming in 2022. Everything looks good. Aquaman looks good to me, which y'all, I mean, I know some of y'all, and I'm a DC guy. I know mystified, and y'all talk about how beautiful Aquaman was, and I like Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I don't think they give him a whole lot. They certainly got to give him more than Joss Whedon did in his Justice League movie, but I mean, Aquaman even looks good to me. But yeah, I'm really, believe it or not, I think I'm more ready for this Black Adam joint than the Batman.
Really? Wait, hold up. You are ready for another movie other than Batman?
I mean, I've got a lot of Batman movies, and I mean, you know what? I don't want to say anything disparaging about Robert Pattinson because he shit. It looked like he Matthew character, right?
Yep.
It looks like he was telling us trust him with Robert Pattinson. He's like, he's gonna be the best Bruce Wayne you've ever seen. We'll be seen. But I mean, he looks like skinny emo Batman, but he still looks like Batman. Skinny emo Batman. I don't know, man. I am looking forward to Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
I mean, who is it? I'll say this. We all know we're going to watch the Batman, but anything else in the DC feature that caught your eye?
Oh, I mean, Black Adam is, The Flash, you know, that they're going forward with Flashpoint. His costume looks great. And talking about the timelines, so this is going to be DC into the expanding their expanding multiverse, which with all their projects, they're saying all their projects in different universes anyway, which I'm glad
that's the best way. That's some good marketing. And it just makes sense after the whole whatever, huh?
It does. I agree.
Yeah. It clean. Basically, and this ain't me being, you know, knocking DC and nothing like that. It cleans up a lot to say that.
No. You know what? They absolutely do deserve to be knocked for some of the tripe they've put out.
Because
it looks like they're straightening the course for me.
Because a lot of fans be like, oh, like sometimes, you know what? If you're not going to put the time in to connect stuff to make it actually kind of fit, don't do it. That's the smartest thing they are saying. This Batman is with Earth 2. Don't worry about it connected. Shut up and enjoy the ride. Like, good. Thank you.
And I mean,
that's all I need.
There's too much going on. Like, and just like, I would love for the continuation of the Snyderverse. It's not.
It's dead. The DC executives have said no. Warner Brothers executives have said no. It's dead.
They still have snippets. There are things like this Flash is definitely going to have parts like his imprint is all over their universe.
Because he filmed so much of it. If they use some of his stuff, it would blow completely.
Right.
So they tried to get away from him as fast as they can, or just to unwind it. But yeah, it got to use some of the man's stuff, or it'll just be a little bit weirder.
Ironically, his universe is the main.
Well, after whatever happens, this is pretty much a goodbye to the Snyderverse after Flashpoint. That's pretty much what they getting ready to do. Like, they going to hit that reset, that big red button, and we're going to see how they unwind and, like you say, clean things up. You don't
think they're going to stick with people, like certain elements? Like, they're not going to stick with Ezra Miller as Flash?
I mean, that ain't really the Snyder. That's just Ezra Miller. But the tone and all that.
I say that because that's his casting. Like, he casted those people.
I mean, there
are elements they're not going to be able to walk away from.
I mean, yeah, because they're already there, but they're going to change the tone is what I'm saying. Change the tone, some of the look, some of the appeal.
They want to get away from the Snyder darkness.
You know, basically, I'm just saying, like, he cast it, but after that, you know, it's kind of like it's done. Like, I feel like the Snyderverse opus was with the Justice League, and that was that. So, but this is definitely moving on. So, you know, you saw Hawkman, you saw Aquaman. You know, DC got some heat coming this year. I joke about being a Marvel guy. Look, I'm looking forward to this Batman.
You know what?
I'm actually shocked that they putting it out in March instead of moving it back. But
I'm shocked. Y'all know Coop takes utter pleasure in the disparaging of DC, all things DC. If he could find a way to take a Batman, Coop like Batman, but if because he know it grind my gears and it fluffs my muffin. But
okay.
He has the entire time that this, well, he wasn't at first looking for a movie, but when he, with the first trailer, he was like, no,
I'm done. Like, it's like, violent. No,
he has first been of all,
you know what I'm a sucker for? When it's something about when a Batman score is done right, I get, like, after seeing what they're doing, Robert Pattinson, I get it. This is a much grittier, like we had gritty, but we can't, you know, the Christian Bale universe is done. So if you're going to do gritty again, it gotta be a little bit different. It may not be more grittier. It's just slightly different. Like you called him skinny emo Batman. I get it. I get the art. I feel like I get what they're doing. With the actor who's playing Batman. And you know what? Like in sports, sometimes when you're trying to fit a quarterback to the system, make your system fit the quarterback. Make the movie fit Robert Pattinson's strength. I mean, he looks disturbed. He looks depressed. He looked Tim Burton-ish. You know?
Yeah, he looked... Is it okay if I said a little coked out?
He looked like a playboy who might do some coke. So, I mean, if you're going to be billionaire playboy Bruce Wayne, you might have a little doggy bag of that. Anyway, but, you know, keep yourself sober, folks. We're joking, but and we know it's serious. But regardless of which, I just think from having them kind of have like the less, more finished, less polished Batmobile, when he's chasing down Colin Farrell as the Penguin. First of all, sometimes I think Colin Farrell is sometimes slightly overrated, but I think that he's aging into a better actor now that he don't have to be the young, you know, hip guy, whatever. He kind of, I kind of like what
it's funny you say that. I always thought he had pretty good acting chops. Like, he, you know, I think people took away from of his looks, and you know he had like that bad boy appeal to a lot of women, man. A lot of chicks dug him back in the day. I don't know. I think he had some drug troubles too.
Of course, and he had to grow. And he also was a hothead who had to grow up. He was almost you almost couldn't interview him at one point, probably because of drugs and anger or whatever. Like, he had a bad stretch and a bad PR. But I will say, one of my favorite movies he's done was The Recruit. I need to go back and read the comic with Al Pacino. I never watched all of it at once, but it was a dark, dark movie. It was crazy, but I it's probably my favorite movie of his. But
he's got some joints.
Now, he was terrible Bullseye, but hey, he's getting another shot at comic books. He was an insane Bullseye, of course. That is not canon, folks. I don't care what y'all think about that.
That
Fox movie, that Daredevil does not matter. But you know, he tried.
Terrible.
And his favorite line is there when he's like, "I need me a costume." Like, okay.
And lo and behold, now he's the Penguin, and Ben Affleck was Batman.
Hey, upgrade.
Did anybody else draw that parallel? I do not know.
Hey.
I just
like the parts of Penguin was like telling somebody, like, take it easy, sweetheart. Like, he just, like, the man plays crazy really good. So I'm looking forward to the Batman. That's probably about the most, to be honest, my favorite DC movie I'm looking forward to. But shout out to Aldis Hodge. You know, if you want to drop some chime in on that real quick before we move on. Because got things to say. Aldersides?
Man, DC's, they cooking, bro. They got some heat. Like, they showed in the trailer. Like, the trailer's only a minute, y'all. So, definitely go peep the trailer. Y'all, Rocky Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is looking real, real Black Adam-ish. Like, you see him floating. Like, one thing that I liked about Black Adam, like, in the comic books, they said that Black Adam saw himself above the people. So, he always hovered. He doesn't walk on the same ground as you mortals. And they showed Dwayne Johnson, and I was like, oh, I like it. I like it. I was also, I think Adam Smasher looks like Adam Smasher. I saw Cyclone. Yo, cool. Pierce Brosnan is going to be Dr. Fate. Y'all, at one point, Dr. Fate was one of my favorite characters. I love that character. And Pierce Brosnan, if you're going to get a cool white guy to play an archaeologist who discovered an Egyptian god trapped in a helmet, it could be Pierce Brosnan. I'm okay with that.
I mean, why not?
And the highlight for me, I don't know. I guess I underground, and I like the Invisible Man movie. I like Aldis Hodge. He's been in some joints, and he's finally in the DC universe. He's gonna be Hawkman, and they show like his CGI wings. Like, you know, he a big in shape dude. He looked the part. I want to see Craig rock in the head with anti-magic mace, nth metal mace.
Well, so y'all, I'm gonna link that in there. So we gonna move on to.
Do I sound excited?
He sound very super excited. Like, honestly, I never thought you'd be happier about a movie other than Batman.
Man, it's weird. I know, but I'm look, man, I'm jazzed. I'm more jazzed for the Scatman Carruthers. If y'all are Transformers fans, y'all might get the reference. My metaphors is more like meta fives, I'm telling you. Yeah. But
well, before we stretch this out too long, let's get to the other major thing. So I'm gonna link that. Y'all can check this out. Y'all can see all the stuff that DC got coming. But of course, the mega big one, or very soon after Batman comes out in May, when the traditional movie year summer movie start, Doctor Strange, like the first teaser trailer, but this teaser trailer,
madness.
I wish there's a lot going on. Like last time we saw Shumir Garoth, if I'm saying it right, you see a little bit more of him. You see he's talking to Wanda. They look like they're going to be variants of each. Like, we know there's going to be two variants of Doctor Strange. They're supposed to be the... And yeah, I cheated a little bit. I looked up some of the images and listened to some other things. But I like to tell y'all what's going on out there in the blurred world. So it's supposed to be Defender Strange and whatever this guy, the evil one, goes by, whether it's Doctor Supreme or just evil Doctor Strange. You know, we don't know if it's the one from What If. We don't know yet, because it could be anything. But you know there's a twisted Doctor Strange involved. Wanda's twisted, and then they seem to be an even more twisted version of Wanda.
Yo, that's how scary is that?
Very.
Wanda's already so twisted.
and y'all, I'm actually happy that I hope that she does go villain. I don't want to hate, like, I don't hate, well, I will say this. I hate Wanda not because I hate the character. I hate Wanda because she believes she's not a villain. Like, I get it. What Dr. Strange deserved to be arrested. In fact, both of these dummies need to be arrested for playing with our reality like it's a banjo. Like, they just playing with our lives like it don't matter.
Coop, you like Wanda. Hilarious. You own one. He say, play with our lives like a banjo.
Like Wanda. I said, she like, I broke the rules. and I am a villain. You broke the rules, your hero. Okay, Wanda, you took a whole town hostage. Like, and you made people couldn't even go pee. Like, come on, y'all. Like, Wanda, you are a villain. Accept it. Just go ahead and embrace that part. Like, you was terrorizing the people in their nightmares. Like, what are you talking about? Like, goddamn, Wanda. Like,
right. Like, yo, you really locked the whole human, even though she human sorceress, into like a recurring role.
Oh, I don't care about that. She deserved that. But yeah, I'm talking about regular game. People. Regular people were locked in a recurring role. Like, good Lord, the people didn't do nothing but was sitting there chilling, and she just, I'm gonna just save this town and blah, blah, blah.
The crazy thing is, I feel like they tried to write themselves out of it.
Yeah, but don't.
With Tiana Paris saying, they'll never know what you gave up for them. Like, man, the people don't care.
You took my fucking freedom.
You took my life. You had me like a puppet on your string.
That woman who was sitting there couldn't go leave the clothesline and wanted to go pee and check on her child. I felt so bad for her. Like, she's like, can y'all please let me go? Like, and they was like, kill me. Kill me, please. So, you know, but shout out to Wanda. Sound like she getting together. Sound like she realized she's evil and just gonna go crazy. And you know what? Give it to us all. Because these two play with reality so much, there's a lot of gray between them two. So I really love that Doctor Strange is going to really tie in, of course, to the last great hit, Spider-Man. It's going to tie into WandaVision. It's going to tie into What If, possibly. And also, you did realize what else is going to be involved into this movie, right? It's possible the Illuminati is going to be involved.
Yo,
the Illuminati is supposed to be,
bro.
I
didn't think about the Illuminati angle, but then now I see the trailer.
It's not confirmed, but you probably can't confirm it. Spoilers, you probably can go see who's casted in it. But
let me tell you, dude, I thought about that. But we hear Patrick Stewart's voice, or
yes,
and we see a figure that looks very much like Professor X. I think, you know what?
Well, we didn't see him. We didn't see him. We just saw kind of a little bit behind.
Right, right. I also saw another figure, man, that looked like a female with big hair, and that would hold up with the theory because that would be Medusa. So
there's another theory that they're gonna redo Black Bolt possibly, and that these might be Illuminati from all across the multiverse, because that's how you'll introduce them again, and you ain't got to go all through the backstory crap. So hopefully it still hurts, y'all, because you know who's supposed to be in one of the chairs? Black Panther. Namor might be there. I don't know if T'Challa's gonna get one. Mordo might be staying in. Who knows? But who knows? We'll see. Maybe they pull a Killmonger as Black Panther as a part of the Illuminati. You never know. So, but you know what they wanted to tease you with the Professor X voice. So my question to you, do you think we get an explanation of mutants, or this is a deep fake?
Nah, man. I think they us with Vision and Scarlet Witch. What was that? WandaVision? Yeah.
Yeah.
I could not think of the name of it. I was calling it all kind of stuff in my head. Scarlet Vision.
Scarlet Vision.
Wanda Scarlet. Scarlet Wanda.
Close enough.
Everything but the right thing. But
Vishon, his old lady.
Vishon, his little, I got a feeling.
I think it's going to be Patrick Stewart, I don't think it's going to be.
How great would it be if Vishon was a Vision variant?
It's coming. They go slip that in there. So I don't think they're gonna do it as
if I would have Lil Baby play him if he already wasn't sucking.
Yeah, but then again, if you Kevin Feige, if you Kevin Feige, you might stay away from it. You might stay away.
I'm sure. I want to stay away from it. As Vashon would be to us, like, you know, everybody, they gave us a lot of leeway with Black Panther, the movie.
And everybody may not get Vashon. I don't. A lot of you folks out there in the mainstream world ain't gonna get Vashon. So we
I think a lot of the folks who listen to us would give Vashon, but
but the mainstream folks, no.
Yeah, they ain't gonna give Vashon.
Nah, they don't get the nuances of the joke.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'll
explain that to me again.
No, I don't. that's my motto for 2022. Like, when people come on my posts and stuff and be like, explain stuff, y'all, I just cut your comments out. Like, especially
is that,
if
is that what it's gonna be? Hey,
I don't,
I don't understand
that.
It. Could you explain it? Nope.
Unless you pay me to explain you something, go read and find out. I ain't explained it. Nothing. I've already started that. Like, nope, not explaining it. It's gonna stay a mystery. I don't care. I'll be just like old Cap. Nope, I don't want to. Deal with it.
Nope.
I don't think I will. But so yeah, I'm really like other people say, bro, that's why I really want to do this episode on this before you were tripping. I'm gonna have to edit some stuff out, hopefully. Thanks. But I'm just saying, as far as remember in 20, like, you know, the hell of 2020, where everything went on hold. And yeah, we just started going back to movie theaters spiritually, safely. It ain't like I ain't going for everything.
Man, like, look, me and Coop, when we go, y'all, we bring a bag straight up, man. The last time we went, we brought a bag, we had disinfectant wipes.
And I'm happy to say I am a weirdo about where I sit. There's a certain seat I must get to feel comfortable. I'm okay with Mark being on the right side of me. See, there's an aisle, usually at an AMC theater, where there's up at the top left, where ain't nobody by you. It's just a lot of space.
Sometimes my son will go and catch a flick, and most of the time if we go, don't nobody sit by us.
Because we buy our tickets in advance. I'm going to sit upper left, top left. Don't come by me. If you don't know me, Coop don't come by me.
Y'all, Coop is telling you where he's
sitting. I'm being honest.
So that you don't come by him. And it is hilarious to me because he really needs this.
I want to stretch my left side. I'm not even left-handed. But I like all that free air. I don't need to co-mingle with you people in the damn movie theater. I'm there for the movie. I'm there to do this, get this info, to review it, because we are dedicated podcasters where we try to be. But because the last time we went to Spider-Man, you was by a dude, I don't know what, you said he stank to high heaven.
Oh.
And you said he, like, I could smell, like, he assaulted my nose so quick I lost my spell, so I was able to focus, and I went right by him. I felt bad for him.
I wore my mask, and I could still smell him.
Like, I don't know if he was high or if he was drinking. He dropped a bottle, and the bastard
was drunk. Yeah, he was drunk as a skunk. And boy, it was coming off of him. It was powerful.
We are not. This is true story. During Spider-Man, he was. Bro, he was getting by one more bit. I was gonna tell
him. Bro, he was talking to I was like, bro, you are not a part of the movie. Please.
I'm about to say, bitch, if you don't quit looking for that fucking bottle, whatever you drop, bro, it's not worth it. Just I was like, and it just you just kept hearing
whatever he was looking for, bro.
He finally got it.
It didn't even smell like anything worth looking for.
No. Was he drinking Thunderbird? Or like man. The oldest of Budweiser beer? I don't know.
It was whatever like, it was terrible.
First of all, why do you need to get drunk at this Spider-Man movie? Why? I'm sorry, y'all. This is a rabbit hole because that was just. This is why.
I'm gonna tell you, man. It bothered us, but we didn't let it ruin our experience.
We had a great time.
We really loved the Spider-Man movie, man.
It was just like a 5-2 minute stretch where old boy was about to get cursed out.
He was on some stuff, and he was.
Shout out, y'all.
Cooper shooting looks at him. And I was like, it's about to get real.
Man, it was like a damn SNL skit with this guy with that bottle. It was like
he figured out that he was doing too much, and he started to fall back a little bit. I was like, man,
here's the thing. The brother was skinny as hell. Like, how your hand don't fit under what you were trying to what are you doing? Like, you can fit your whole body under this seat. Can you please get this bottle? Can you please get this bottle? Oh, and I think some people was trying to, I don't know if it was Spider-Man or a movie before, some people was trying to run us out, not run me out the seat, but they had their shit wrong. I'm like, yeah, we here. Check the numbers.
Now, yeah.
Like, go down a few rows. You wrong. They finally realized, like, oh, yeah, like, use your phone and look at the letters on the bottom. All right, I'm sorry, y'all. That was just a rant. This is why, shout out to me and Nerd Soul. We done ranted about this through 2020, 2021 about why movies suck. So trust me, we want to have a good, these movies we're talking about, we want to have a good time. We want to enjoy it. There's so much good stuff. Like the crazy stuff that's happening with Doctor Strange, I don't want that experience. I want to be immersed into it. But for real, I don't know. Y'all, if y'all listed, drop y'all theories. Y'all hit us up. Whatever y'all think. Do y'all think mutants are coming? Do you think this is a deep fake? You know, and also, like, even though people, and I laugh, and I know me and Giff are going to talk about this.
I cry if it's a deep fake. Coop, do you remember, y'all, I don't even have no qualms about saying it. Coop, do you remember how I was into Scarlet Witch finally in introducing mutants, introducing her mutant brother? I was like, this has got to be it. This is the X-Men crossing over.
And I start saying, like, but then I believed it, but I also said, they're not going to do that with mutants.
I was like, Coop, why are you being such a pessimist? They're going to bring the mutants.
Well, here's the answer. Like, we know they're going to bring the mutants, but when are they going to bring the mutants? Yeah,
Coop was like, they're going to fool you.
They're going to bring the mutants. You. When you're going to back up the Brinks truck and dump heaps of money upon Kevin Feige. That's when they're going to bring the mutants.
I mean, you know that's in the works, though, Coop.
But that's just it, though. This might be the one. This might be the one. It didn't happen in Eternals. They didn't even take time to explain how a mutant came from all the deviations and all that. They didn't even worry about all that. They could have. I don't know why they didn't. This Eternals was a movie to do that, but they didn't. So if we're still in a non-linear movie that can be anything can happen. So we're gonna be on.
Why was not playing with me and give me my mutants, man?
Because if you can bring Shimmer of Garoth out here throwing buses at people,
who I used to love to play with in Marvel versus Capcom,
I hate anybody who can play with that. Weird bitch in the games. I try to play with him. I cannot really. I just be spinning the buttons with him. But we had a good Shimmer of Garoth player. Yeah. Oh my god! All he gonna do is jump on your head, and slap you around. He's like fighting a souped up one of the squid billies. You just go jump on your head, slap you around. I just don't know, man. So, you know, that's pretty much it, y'all. We just wanted to go over these movies that came out, these trailers, other
Coop
things.
Ryan here trying to incite riots.
I'm just saying. But things that's coming up. Well, right now, we got a sale going on. I'm going to list the coupons in the post.
Man,
sale
we
is basically
real cool.
on
we got some
sale.
Real cool shirts. Real cool.
So, but let me explain. Sale's going all the way through Mardi Gras. If you're not from y'all people who don't know what Mardi Gras is kind of like now, all the way until like the first week of March. But we're going to have two coupons. And when the coupons are in effect, they're going to have sale days that's 35% off. So basically, from February, the first week of March, save 30 to 35% off. Of course, check out where I'm going to be set up for pop-ups to sell the comics. Shout out to everybody at the Mid City Makers. That was a dope event, first event of the year. It was good to get back out there after my little break, hiatus of January. Shout out to Yes We Cannibals just for being dope. Shout out to Mark and to Soul Lab DJ. Soul
hey.
Lab, you know, appreciate y'all with the episode. Yeah, y'all finished episode two of Soul
episode
Lab Sunday.
Two, man.
So every first Sunday at Yes We Cannibal, check
every
that event out.
Sunday. Like Chuck.
Every first Sunday. Check them out. I haven't decided when I'm going to bring back the next anime-ish night. Appreciate those who do come. But
we really do appreciate you guys. Jean-Paul, man, you know you the man.
Yes. Jean-Paul, he would have came, but it took his dad to go see Tool. So I'm going to see about March. I'm probably going to do it like late March. I got to decide what I want to do next, what movie I want to show, what a thing. I think I'm going to do Redline. I ain't do Redline yet. Redline got put on hold. I think I'm going to do Redline.
One of the creators of Garen Lagann, so I'm here for it because Garen Lagann was
yes,
I love it.
Also, just a quick note: if you're listening and you're local, yo, especially when we're doing movies that have subtitles, give people space and time to watch the movie. It's cool to chit chat, but be respectful of people's spaces. Just had one little fellow. Excuse me, one person, excuse me, if he's listening, if they are listening, you just got to respect people's space. That's all I'm saying. That's a nice little thing. I don't, you know, whatever you into, that's cool. But right now, in these COVID times, space is very important.
These COVID times, if you come to anything we do, man, we try to socially distance. We try to, we try to have availability for you to wash hands, take care of you know,
got bathroom,
socially distance.
Just respect the own, like, so you know, shout out to Yes We Cannibal again. We're going to respect their space. They, you know, allow us to use their space and anybody who let us use their space. So I'm just throwing that out there from a local standpoint, just because I don't know if I see this person again. But if they listen, I hope they hear it and realize that just chill. Just chill a little bit. But so that's things we got coming up. Got some cons. Oh, announcement. August 6th, August 7th is way online, but the Mid-City Makers, Mid-City MicroCon is coming back. Next con I'm attending might be CoastCon as a guest table in March. Then I'm going to be a part of the St. Tammany Toy Collector Con. Shout out to Ben. It's twice a year. And then be doing my first time at the AVC Conventions Mobile Anime Fest in April. So spring is heating up, y'all. We got a lot coming on, a lot going on. Like I said, Soul Lab Sunday, every first Sunday.
Hey, yo, I'm going to catch some more dates with Coop this year, y'all.
Yeah, man, tell Mark to come out. Got to come out to Jackson. And, of course, going to be in Jackson in June. So wherever you listening, or if you're from Mississippi, from Mobile, from Biloxi, all places through
his
the coast.
Daytona Beach.
You're going to have places to find it. And if anything, everything can be shipped to you via blerd-ish.com. That's www.blerdish.com. Check out the podcast, check out the merch, check out the stuff. So, Mark, where can people find you at?
They can find me at MARKDUB on Instagram.
Okay. Okay, Bing Crosby.
No, I'm Mark Dove on Instagram. I'm Mark Wallace on Facebook. But you got to be a friend of a friend to find me, because I'm kind of complex like that. But I'm Twitter. Look for me at MarkDub44 on Twitter.
And of course, Keith Cooper on Facebook. Like,
for years was like,
wait, you changed it?
I changed it. My Twitter is MarkDub44.
He has become an adult, y'all. Look at that. He's no longer Space Age Pimpin' 3000 or something.
Dang! I'm always be Space Age 3K. But, I just embrace the dub. I mean, when you dope as the dub, you gotta embrace it.
I guess when the dub referred to himself in third person.
When the dub is this fly, why would he waste it?
Oh, it's peace. I was about to say something stupid because it's a damn peacemaker, but we'll review that another day. But ultimately, I'm Keith Cooper on Facebook. Of course, you can find the Blerdish. We got a Blerdish Facebook page, and I'm also Blurred period ISH on Instagram. Check things out. Other shows we got coming.
You know, the real Blerdish.
Oh, the real, yes. You gotta always say that. Hashtag the real Blerdish. Hashtag Blerdish. That's us. Don't accept no fakes or substitutes out there or thieves. Just gotta keep it real. But other shows coming up. We're gonna review Bel Air. Love Bel Air when it came out this weekend. Yo. Took the world by storm. We're gonna have a
jump on it. I jumped on it. I am not disappointed. Bel Air is so dope.
And also, I'm gonna review Demon Slayer season 2. Hopefully, as our homie Kemp, he should be making his debut on Blerdish to review both of these things. Definitely Demon Slayer. We might depends, you know. Kemp, he loves the type, but I don't know if he's the talkative type, but we're gonna
try it.
We're going to debut him on Blerdish, his podcast. Right,
y'all going to enjoy him. We do.
Yeah. He's going to give you the breakdown of, you know, he's from Philly. He's going to break it down.
Why are all our friends so smart and dope, man?
Because smart people only hang with smart people, man. That's how it works.
Why don't know you hang with me? You smart.
I'm all right. Oh, but. Let me say some bad about DC. I'm a dumbass. When it comes to spoiling stuff, you're stupid as hell. So-called spoiling. Mark had a whole conniption in the middle of the podcast.
I tried to give you a compliment, man. See, that's what you're trying, man. Trying to do right by people, man.
We had to get Mark back on the podcast because he'd be marking around. So of course
he'd be marking around. That's Bobby Brown.
Don't make me get Janice draw you in a Bobby Brown outfit. Answer.
When you trust someone, right? I don't even know the verse of that song made sense.
Wow, man, it hey, just
Bobby, was my life. The hell out of it, man. Bobby is my guy.
Hey, man, shout out to him and shout out to Ivan Reitman. He had one of the best songs on Ghostbusters, too. So, you know, Ivan Reitman passed.
Shout out to Ivan Reitman. You're so right, Coop. Rest in peace, Ivan Reitman.
Thank you for giving
us one of the greatest things. Afterlife is art, man. I loved it. it pulled on my heartstrings.
Gave us one of the greatest things of our childhood, you know.
Slimer?
Period. You know. So just had to give it a shout. So y'all, we go in this. We
went Bobby Brown, long. One of the best songs of his career.
Sure did. I still play that damn song.
Sure do.
Like,
no games being just... played. We really do. Some Bobby to the
Look, go look it up. Bobby Brown will tell you how successful that song was. Ray Parker Jr. still doing gigs off of playing that one song. Did I say that brother ain't got the music? Wait, guess what? He ain't turn you pay him to pay Ghostbusters, he gonna come show up and play. He gonna play it. He gonna give you every rendition of it. And I am not joking. But y'all, it's our time. I'm going to try to link all the trailers. Enjoy them. Spoilers. You've been warned. You've been warned. So enjoy it and holler at us. And we out.
Hey, peace. We are out. Like, man, I don't even have nothing good to say.
Bye.
I actually did have something, but it was kind of janky to say. I didn't want to say it, man. I didn't think it would be good. So
this is where the big red button is about to get hit in 3, 2,
peace, 1. Y'all.
Peace.